This is the Dreamers Podcast, where dreamers share their stories to inspire you. Now, join host Joe Pardo as he interviews a dreamer who's living their dreams.
Welcome to the Dreamers Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Pardo, and today I'm interviewing Joe Redden, who is living his dream by owning his own CrossFit gym. Welcome to the show, Joe.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Not a problem. I'm glad that we could get together and chat about CrossFit and what it means to you and owning your own business.
Yeah, definitely not what I expected to be doing at this time, but I'm glad I kind of fell into it.
So let's get started by giving some background about yourself.
Okay, well, I'm originally from up in your area. I actually went to high school in South Jersey at Delcy. Joined the Army right out of high school, pretty much. Just never really committed to anything, so I figured the Army would, you know, get me on the right path. Spent 10 years in the Army, traveling the world, went to more countries than I can count, and along the way, I happened to be stationed in Tampa at some point, and when I got out of the Army last year, I decided to come to Tampa to open a gym. I actually planned on moving back to Tampa and taking a contract in the Middle East, but my friend just said he would work with me on opening a gym and decided we'd give it a shot and see if we could make it happen.
So what does CrossFit mean to you?
For me, it's about the community. I mean, it's any fitness program, pretty much, you know, getting off your butt and moving will make you better at all times, but it's really hard to do by yourself. It's hard to motivate yourself to want to push at the intensity level that you need to really see progress. In CrossFit, I mean, every class you come into, the coach, the fellow members, your family, everybody is so supportive and just makes coming in to work out so easy.
What would you say inspires you?
My members, more than anything. I've seen a lot of them make amazing changes, whether it's bodily or even just an attitude. You know, I've seen just timid people come in the door, and within months, they're walking out the door very self-assured, very determined. And I've even helped some people start their own businesses that didn't think that being an entrepreneur was for them. You know, when they see that I did it, and it's pretty much, you know, just a matter of how hard you want to work and what you want to make it into, they're taking those steps themselves. And to see people change positively on a daily basis is just, I mean, it's just an unbelievable thing.
So how did it really come about? You mentioned that you got out of the Army and your friend was like, hey, let's start a gym. I'm sure there was more to that story.
Well, believe it or not, it was actually like a five-minute conversation on the phone in my garage. Me and my wife were talking about which contract I was going to take, because I had been offered contracts to work in the Middle East as my former job in the military, just as a civilian this time. And we were just trying to figure out which contract we were going to go with and what exactly we were going to do. And I just happened to get a call from a good friend of mine, Milo, and he already lived down here in Tampa. And we were talking about what we planned on doing and everything. And I'd just gotten back from a year in Afghanistan. And he was like, well, you don't want to go back there, rather just try some at home. And I just happened to mention to him, well, I'd really love to open a CrossFit gym. You know, it changed me, took me from 265 pounds to 205 pounds and really fit, more fit than I've ever been in my life. And he just said, I'll work with you on it and we can see if we can open one. And pretty much I ended that conversation about 5 minutes later, and we started planning our move to Tampa to open a gym. Most of the decisions that me and my wife have made have been kind of snap judgments, just this is what we want to do, and it's worked out. So, I mean, we figured we'd keep trying it until we made a snap judgment that came back to bite us.
Did you have to sell a house when you decided to move?
No, I was renting up there. I was actually renting a house in Fort Walton Beach. So in the military, you move every 2 years or so, so you learn really not to buy houses, especially after 2007.
I wanted to mention thank you for your service, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
So how was all this received by your family when you were like, hey, we're just going to move to Tampa, which is like 1,000 miles away, and open up a CrossFit gym in an area that, I mean, I don't know, have you even spent much time in Tampa before then?
Well, I was stationed here for 3 years, and pretty much of all the places I've been stationed, I mean, the military doesn't always have the best locations in the world. So I just happened to be stationed here in Tampa for 3 years, and I knew that I wanted to move back here because pretty much, I'm not a big fan of seasons. I like it just being hot all the time, and Tampa definitely fit that bill, and I really like the proximity to beaches all the time, and so they kind of knew that I was going to move back to Tampa regardless. They didn't know that I was going to be opening my own gym. They figured I was going to take a nice government contract.
Before you got the idea to have a CrossFit gym, though, did you ever have entrepreneurial spirit?
I never thought I did, but I mean, I've listened to a lot of different talks and a lot of different seminars and stuff like that, more business related recently, just trying to get a feel for the business side of the house. And from what they say of what an entrepreneur normally acts like, I mean, I feel like I've had that personality where this is how things are done. And I always kind of wanted to find my own path to do things and try to see if I could find a way to make it easier or make it better or make it more efficient. I've heard somebody call a type E personality just loves to start new things, loves to try new things. And they said that fits really well for an entrepreneur. So I hope that my personality has always been geared toward entrepreneur. And if not, I just happened to learn it recently.
So what steps did you take once you got down to Tampa?
I would say the two hardest steps to opening a CrossFit gym. I mean, because if you're going to open one, you're just completely in love with the idea of CrossFit. Because any of us gym owners, we're absolute fanatics about the sport and about the fitness regimen. So the hardest thing was, number one, was choosing a name. Because I'll be honest, almost all the good names are taken. I mean, everything from Mayhem to Mentality to Distinction to, I mean, you name it, if it's a cool sounding name, from Thor to everything, it's been taken. So the hardest thing was choosing a name. And once the name actually came to us by the location, I actually looked around Tampa, and I believe there's about 23 CrossFit gyms in Tampa. So there was a bunch in Brandon, it's our surrounding area, a bunch in Brandon, South Tampa, up in Land O'Lakes, all around the area. And I remember when I was here, I spent a lot of time in Ybor City, which is kind of the historical district of Tampa, and there was no CrossFit gym. In fact, there was no gym whatsoever down here, which was just completely strange to me because it's a very young place, you know, like very 20 to 30 year olds, lots of stuff happening, but it's usually a nighttime thing. And I really wanted to adopt the atmosphere of Ybor for my gym. So the name CrossFit Ybor just kind of came out of the location we went to, and I happened to find a building owner who had some free space, super easy to work with, and kind of just couldn't say no to the deal he offered me. But since then, that first location we were in, that was 1,000 square feet. We outgrew that in the first 3 months we had the gym open and spent the next 2 months looking for a new place. January 2nd, we actually moved into our new facility, which is 10,000 square feet, about a mile down the street from our old location. And it's been growing like crazy ever since.
Yeah, I know your brother-in-law mentioned that you were paying rent on both places at one point too. Are you still?
No, but I mean, that was a consequence of our own success. I signed for a one-year lease expecting to grow moderately and basically just being very conservative in my planning for the gym. And people just, and this isn't a bad thing, but people just did not stop coming in the door. And 1,000 square feet with everybody holding 7-foot-long barbells gets pretty hairy when you're tightly packed in like that. So it was kind of agreement I made was we would finish up paying for the old place and pay for the new place because it wasn't fair for our members to be stuck in a small spot like that.
Definitely. I mean, that's great that you had enough success to warrant just going to another place, and even though you had a commitment to somewhere else.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we still maintain a pretty good relationship with the building owner. I mean, absolutely great guy. The business wouldn't have got off the floor without his support. So my first members were actually an employee of his and his girlfriend and her roommate. I mean, they were the first people to ever give me a shot of coaching them and training them. And they brought tons of people in with them all the time. And I mean, without their support, because they're still with us, but without their support, I mean, I don't know when my first person would have walked in the door or if my first person would have ever walked in the door.
So what roadblocks did you hit along the way?
For me, the roadblock really was really just two things. One was just trying to keep pace with the growth and maintain the quality that we started with. Because, you know, when we opened, it was such a small amount of people that maintaining such a personal relationship with each person where I see everything they put on Facebook, I'm texting with them, I'm hanging out with them all the time. You know, it was no problem. It was like a small group of friends. And then as it grew, you know, we're over 100 members now. It's just a real, I don't want to say it's a struggle because it's something I absolutely love to aspire to do, is making sure that I know every single one of the athletes in here personally. I know what they're capable of. I know what their goals are. I know what their dreams are. And try to do my best to condition everything I do to fit each one of them. And then as far as the only other roadblock was being a terrible business person. I love owning a gym. I despise owning a business. I never imagined that running a business that it would be this complicated or that I would make as many mistakes as I did. A good example is I had, I believe, $1,100 in the business account, and I spent $1,050 on a piece of equipment. My co-owner pretty much verbally choked me over the phone and explained to me the benefit of anything, of having money on hand. And all I was concerned about was a couple of my members said they wanted this piece of equipment, and I was like, well, I have the money to get it, so I'll buy it. And it was just little decisions like that where my eyes are bigger than the wallet, you know?
Well, I mean, fortunately, you hit success, so it's easy to let that roll off. But it's good that you learned that lesson.
Oh, yeah. I had that. Basically, I have released control of the purse strings now. I basically create a list of stuff I want to buy, and my wife and my partner let me know when I'm allowed to buy stuff.
What are some of the ways you overcome getting to know everybody as the membership grows?
Well, I mean, luckily, if I had to spend all the time just doing the business stuff, I mean, it would honestly never happen. Luckily, I got an amazingly supportive wife and a supportive partner who allow me to concentrate on the people, where my only concern is the workouts, the people, their safety, their health. And I mean, I'm here for every class. We have 3 classes in the morning. We open at 6:30 a.m. and then we have class in the evening at 4, 5, and 6. So we end up closing around 8 p.m. I'm here the whole day, every day. You know, there's nobody that really that comes in that I miss. And I'm still maintaining a good enough personal relationship with everybody that if I don't see them for a couple of days, I'll hit them up on Facebook or I'll text them and ask them what's going on and make sure they're okay. And it's just, I've always been kind of a people person, and luckily their support has allowed me to concentrate on that, because without that, I'd just be overwhelmed with bookkeeping and stuff that just doesn't make the gym better. It just makes it run, where I can kind of be the dreamer, why they have to be the practical people.
Yeah, I mean, for businesses, you definitely need your balance of dreamers and doers. And by doers, I mean accountant-type people.
Oh, yeah. Like my co-owner, he went and found us an accountant, found us a financial planner, things like that, that I would just, like, I didn't even know taxes were due. He just said, hey, have we done taxes yet? I said, yeah, that's a very good question. Have we? And luckily, he took care of it. And now we have an accountant who probably going to start, you know, yelling at me regularly because, you know, as a good accountant should, I guess. So he manages that, luckily, and like I said, allows me to concentrate on the people.
So has there been any disappointments along the way?
Not really with the gym. Some people I've tried to interact with where I kind of came into it with very, you know, wide-eyed, and every, you know, we're a great community all across the gyms. We are always together, everything we do, and just I've found that some people don't seem to have got into the business for the right reasons. Honestly, nobody opens a CrossFit gym to make money. It doesn't happen like that. But some people have kind of gotten away from that mentality where, you know, it's about your people and it's about the community and making them better. So it's just been more seeking out like-minded people, other gym owners like Damon Vogel owns CrossFit 9th, a little north of us. I mean, a guy like that who willing to work with you on anything. I mean, he's an absolutely phenomenal guy, phenomenal gym owner, and great coach. You know, it's seeking out people like him that have allowed me to kind of regain faith in the community.
If you could be mentored by someone living or dead, who would it be?
Greg Glassman. He's the founder of CrossFit, and he's the actual original coach of CrossFit Santa Cruz, which is where CrossFit began. And if I could just, he's still alive. So, I mean, I'll totally stalk him if possible. If I could just shadow him for, I don't know, the rest of my life, I would be a better person for it. Because everything he says about CrossFit and the way he addresses things about CrossFit and the ferocity that he defends CrossFit with, I mean, I just being around somebody like that and getting to learn from somebody like that, I mean, I couldn't think of a better opportunity as a gym owner or an entrepreneur or a person. I mean, he's taken something so simple as one gym and turned it into a global brand that makes millions of people's lives better. I would just absolutely love to be mentored by him.
So could you share a favorite memory?
For the business-wise, it would be the day the first people walked in the gym and kind of gave me reassurance that people might actually come in my door and might actually enjoy what we're doing. Because I tried not to show it, but I was standing in an empty gym with nobody to train and, you know, tens of thousands of dollars worth of equipment just sitting around me, just so worried that nobody was ever going to walk in that door and that I was, you know, never really going to get off the ground. So when they walked in, the feeling of relief, that just kind of set me on the path of, well, as long as these people keep coming in, I'll have something to do. Even if it's only 1 hour a day, it'll set me on the right path. And as another memory, I mean, I'll never forget the quickness of the conversation that actually set us on the path to open the gym. Just standing in my garage with my wife and talking on the phone with my friend, something profoundly changed my life and the direction of my life. I mean, it's just amazing that things like that happen on the fly.
Yeah, I mean, it's great when things like that can come together and not just be talked about, but actually be done. So with that said, what do your dreams for the future look like?
My dream for here is, I don't want to say I want to grow the gym to be the biggest gym in Tampa, because that's not really the goal. But my goal really is to just be the standard for CrossFit gym. I want to basically compel the other gyms in the area basically to become better every day. You know, the better I make my gym, it's not to take business from them. It's not to beat them in any way. It's to make CrossFit in Tampa more elite, more, you know, more welcoming, and just make it the standard for CrossFit gyms. I mean, that's the goal for the business. I mean, we also, you know, we have a lot of things going on, like with our competition team. You know, our goal for them this year is actually to go to the CrossFit Games. They work much harder than any athletes I've ever met in my life, and way harder than most people I've ever met in my life to achieve that goal. So our goal this year would be to get to the CrossFit Games as a team and then see where we go from there.
So do you have any last thoughts you'd like to share?
I hope people will continue to look into CrossFit as a good fitness regimen and as a sport if they're interested in that side. And, you know, that people will come give us a try down here in Tampa. And they're always welcome to come down from New Jersey, or, you know, during the winter when it's a little chilly up there. We'll always give them some summer memberships. But just continue to grow the CrossFit community and continue to do what we're doing.
Yeah, I'll have to take you up on that, because I'll actually be in Tampa, I think, at the end of this month, beginning of next month, for like a day
Perfect.
Or two.
Day or two is just fine. That's all you need to realize you love it. I tell people, CrossFit gym owners, we are the most akin to drug dealers you've ever met. We are all about giving you a taste, and we guarantee you that no matter where you live, you can get the same product. So if you come try it down here and you love it, I actually know quite a few up in your area that are phenomenal CrossFit gyms. So, you know, you get your taste down here and then just let them know I sent you up there.
Definitely. So would you like to plug your websites and how people can connect with you?
Sure. We actually have CrossFitEbor.com. That's our main website. It's a steadily improving site. We try to add stuff to it at least once a month. We're currently in the process of upgrading it because we now have dance classes at night. We have yoga, introducing a fundamentals course to get newer people into the fold. We actually just started a website called shitmycoachsays.com. And it's actually a website that's going to be starting out Tampa-based. It's a bunch of CrossFit level one trainers. They own gyms, or they're head coaches at gyms, or they're just really experts in the field. And it's just Tampa-based right now, where they're going to be writing articles about the thing that really introduced them. We have Damon from CrossFit 19 North. He's a phenomenal coach and a great Olympic weightlifting coach. We have Taylor Stallings. She's a two-time regional qualifier, and she's now head coach over at CrossFit Tire Factory and a former high-level power lifter. We also have Stephanie Hammerman. She is one of our only disabled level one trainers. She runs a business called I Adapt and Conquer. I mean, phenomenal just what she's able to do with the disability she has. And we have a bunch of other writers that are signing on now, and they're going to be writing articles that basically fit their mold. They're not just going to be copying and posting on Facebook, you know, like, hey, this is what this guy said. It's going to be their own thoughts, and we're going to get to see some of the great coaching and the great thoughts we have in Tampa. We're just trying to give our coaches here in Tampa a voice. That website will be launching in the next couple weeks once I figure out how to work websites a little more. And then, of course, you can always see us on Facebook. It's Joe at CrossFit Ebor is the account. We post our workouts there. We'll always post some funny or thoughts from me, because I seem to speak without thinking, so you'll always get some interesting tidbits from me on there. And then of course Twitter, we have @CrossFit_Ebor, and on Instagram @CrossFitEbor.
Awesome. Well, I will have all of them on the show notes at howtodream.co, and people can find them there. And I'd love to have you again in 6 months to a year from now, and we could catch up on how everything's been going for you.
I hope I have nothing but positive news at that point.
Me too. Though, from the way it sounds, you probably will.
I mean, I got the best members I could ever hope for. Basically, more than members, just friends. So I couldn't ask for more.
Pretty easy to see. Well, again, thank you very much for coming on the show, Joe. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Dreamers Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Dreamers Podcast. Join us on Facebook at facebook.com/Dreamers Podcast. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on the Dreamers Podcast, please send an email to j@jpar.co. This podcast is copyright 2014 by jpar.co.